Friends, in last chapter we have seen the customer's obligation to the bank. In this chapter, we are going to discuss about the banker's obligations to the customers. Banker's obligation, how the bank is obliged. It is not one-sided, it is two-sided. Banker's obligation is always towards the customer and his well-being. To understand these various obligations that bank is undertaking to customers, we have structured this topic in such a manner that to understand obligations to honor the check, then garnish order, obligation for wrongful dishonor of check, and obligation to return the dishonored check, bank is also obliged to provide the service. Secrecy of the customer's account, promote digitization, and create the special offering. These aspects where bank has to fulfill its obligation towards customer, we are going to discuss. In addition to that, bank's obligation to act in accordance with the customer instruction and liability and embezzlement of the committed by the employee, as well as focus on building the trust and the brand loyalty with practice value-based decision making are certain other obligations that bank has to perform. Now, first is obligations to honor the check. By opening the current account of a customer, the banker undertakes to honor the check drawn by his customer so long as there is a balance in account, sufficient balance in the account. It means the checks are presented within a reasonable time after the ostensible date of their issue, means within 3 months from the date of it is drawn, and there is no prohibitory order of the court or any other lawful or competent authority, such as tax authorities, is in existence against the account of the customer. The obligation to honor the client's check extends to the amount of overdraft agreed upon also. So, an overdraft arrangement between the bank and its customer is a contract, and it cannot be terminated by the bank unilaterally, even if it is a temporary one, and but without giving any notice to the customers. However, bank may refuse to make the payment of the checks due to 1) insufficient funds in the account, check is not properly drawn, check is a stale one, stale means out of date, presented after the stipulated date, that is after the 3 months from the date of its issue, and the check is crossed but presented for cash. The check is received after the receipt of the notice of death, insolvency, lunacy, or when an instructions are received from the drawer to stop the payment of the check, or when the attachment is a garnish order attachment is there. We will talk more about garnish order also later on. Is received from the competent authority or competent court, the payment can be refused by the bank. This is very important obligation of the bank. And if the drawer means who prepares the check, account holder, if account holder's signature, that is drawer's signature, is different, bank can refuse to make the payment. And also, when the amount of the check is different in words and figures, that time also, bank, without referring to the customer, can return the check. Banker is not bound to honor an undated check. Undated check also can be returned. Now, when I said some time back about the garnish order, let us look into this order. what is this garnishee order means? Garnishee order is issued by the competent court to a third party in a suit. Order is issued to a third party in a suit, compelling him to pay a certain amount directly to the creditor instead of paying it to the debtor. Directly to the creditor instead of making payment to the debtor. That means the garnishee order is an order issued by a competent court at the instance of the judgment creditor. At the instance of judgment creditor, attaching the funds in the hands of the third party who owed money to the judgment debtor. The court issues a written order prohibiting the creditor from recovering the debt and debtor from making the payment until the further order is received from the court. Therefore, this garnishee order is issued when the debtor fails to pay the debt owed by him to his creditor. Such order attaches the balance in the account of the customer and on receipt of the banker's obligations to honor the customer's check is extinguished. So banker should inform to the customer about receipt of garnishee order to the received. That means amount in garnishee order. Suppose you have a bank account. You have certain balances in the account, right? And you are at the same time, you are also making payment. You are supposed to make one payment to say X person, who is a third party, right? Now, under such situation, that third person, when he approaches to the court, he issues an order to the third party, that is a bank, to attach the funds which are available in your account, because that amount directly sometimes in another order or in same order, the court orders to the bank that you pay this money to the X person to whom you are liable to make the payment. So this order is garnishee order. And instead of you are fulfilling your obligation to the Mr. X, the court is directing third party to make a payment or make an obligation to pay to third party or to your party. That is the garnishee order. So banker should inform to the customer about the garnishee order to receive. Garnishee order so received. Many times garnishee order is received, but it is not applicable. How it is not applicable? Due to certain reason. For example, if your account is already overdrawn, there is no balance as such. From where the third party will give money to your creditor? Then, the account is in the joint name of the judgment debtor, that is customer, and other person where the order is in a single name of the customer. At that point of time also, garnishee order will not be applicable. Then debt is not actually due to the customer. Suppose if you are making the payment to your client, X, Mr. X, somewhere in the next month end, and order is received now, that point of time this order is not applicable because your commitment to make the payment when? Next month. Why order is received now? So bank is entitled to set off the balances against the debt due to it from the judgment debtor. But if order is received and when bank come to know that order is received and you have taken some loan from the bank and there is a sufficient balance in your account, what bank does first? They debit your account. They pull out the money from your account and adjust towards the loan what you have availed. Whatever the balance loan is there, there they are adjusting. Then they will show that garnish order is received and there is no balance in the account. Right? So garnish order cannot be applied at that point of time because there is no balance as such. Banker is aware that the money in the account is held by the customer in position of a trustee. Bank is acting as a trustee, right? So he will not let your money go as it is to anywhere. So name or the description of the customer in the garnish order, if it is wrong, then garnish order cannot be made applicable. Then account is a joint account. And the order is made in the single name. Then also garnish order cannot be applicable. Balances in the account at the time of receipt of the order is due to the crediting of the check or collection. Such credits are subject to realization and cannot be treated as a debt due to or due from the bank to the customer until it's realized. Now, effect of the garnish order. This order, which is issued by a particular court, what is the effect of this? Once it is issued by the court, what bank should do? Now, for example, order is issued, account is a joint account, and garnish order is issued. If there is a joint account in the name of the two or more persons, it cannot be attached by a garnish order served on the bank, quoting only one of them as a judgment debtor. So garnish order can attach money of the customer in his own right and not together. Partnership account. A garnish order in the name of a partners does not attach the funds in the firm's account. But garnish order in the name of the firm attaches the firm's account as well as the partner's accounts also. Okay? Then proprietorship concern. If the customer is the sole proprietor of the firm and the firm's account is attached by the order which is issued in the name of the sole proprietor only as a judgment debtor. So, sole proprietor as a judgment debtor. Right? Then executor and administrator trust accounts. If the customer operates the account in a fiduciary capacity, the balance held in such account cannot be attached as the order so issued on the personal name of the customer. So, personal name of the trustee or administrator or executor, if order is issued, then trust account or executor's account or administrator's account cannot be attached. Then, account impressed with the trust. An account maintained by the customer on behalf of his client or under the trust cannot be used to settle the personal liabilities and the banker is not bound by the garnish order. Okay? He should make this fact known to the court that the customer holds the account as a trustee and not in his individual capacity. The court, after hearing any of such representation of the customer and or the bank, the court will decide. Then, if the court order is issued for attachment of the part amount, a garnish order may either be attached to the entire balance which is standing in the credit of the account of the customer, or it may be issued for a specified amount sufficient to satisfy the judgment debts and costs. If only specified amount is attached, the customer can use the remaining amount. Then money, what is the treatment given by the bank when the money deposited after the guarantee order is received? Once the guarantee order is received, at that point of time, whatever available balance that has been attached. But thereafter, if money deposited, okay, or money deposited before that order is due, date are due, in order will attach to that amount also. And if the money is not in the bank, at the time of order is reserved, it cannot be attached. Now, garnish order and right of set off. This garnish order entitles banks to set off the credit balances of the customer against any actual indebtedness to the bank. And before paying the balance into the court or the judgment creditor, the bank can exercise its right of set off and deduct from the balances debt which is due, which is existed at the time of order. For this purpose, bank can combine all the accounts of the customers which he could previously have set off without notice to the customer. Not necessary to give the notice to the customer. But the banker cannot retain the balances or any part to meet the contingent liability. The bank should inform to the court of its lien on the amount which is attached and the balances in the loan account. Now, attachment order which is issued by income tax authorities. Attachment order issued by income tax authorities. Section 2263 empowers the income tax authorities to attach the credit balances held in the bank account of the assessee in case of default in the payment of the tax dues. If an attachment order is received, the bank is bound to comply with the order and pay the amount to the income tax office on as demanded. The order covers all the accounts, savings account, current account, term deposit or time deposit. But with regard to the time deposit, the order should be complied only when the deposit becomes mature. Till then, only lien will be noted. Now, attachable dates. For the order to attach, the date should also be due or accruing, and amount from the bank becomes due when the demand is raised. Money has been debited to the account before the receipt of the guarantee order, and the transaction is completed before the service of order. So, cleared balance is only attached, cleared balance is only attached by the order. And if the items in course of collection are returned unpaid, then they can be changed, then they can be charged to the account. Garnish order, only money which belongs to the customer in his own account can be attached. And if the account is in the joint name with either both or to sign, the court cannot attach the account in the joint name if the order so furnished is in a single person's name that we have seen. If the customer has a validly signed or assigned to the third party the amount of the balance or any part thereof, and the banker has received a notice of assignment of the so made is a genuine, the garnish order will not apply as the amount so assigned has ceased to be a property of the customer. Okay? Banker would also be entitled to set off the debt which is due to itself at the time of order against the balance attached, provided the conditions in which the right of set off can be exercised. Now, obligation for wrongful dishonor of the check. Many times it so happens the bank also returns the check wrongly. If the banker, without justification, dishonors the customer's check, he is liable to compensate the customer for injury or any losses happened to the customer to his credit. The amount of compensation recoverable by the drawer from the banker in case of wrongful dishonor and is not limited to the actual pecuniary loss, but sustained by the reason of such a dishonor, that also can be covered. In cases where the bank is at fault, the amount of the damage is not based on the amount of the check dishonored, but on how the customer's reputation and creditworthiness is damaged or affected. That amount depends upon that. The customer is entitled to claim the substantial damage, even if it has a sustained to the actual pecuniary loss, provided he can show that his credit has suffered by dishonor of this check. Similarly, if the post-dated check payable in future, if post-dated check is honored by the banker today, which is payable by tomorrow or day after, before the date of check, and thus the balance in the customer's account is reduced, the banker will be liable for the wrongful dishonor of the check subsequently presented for this payment. After that, if any check is received and that is returned for want of funds, because tomorrow's dated check, you are paying it today. And tomorrow, if any other check has come and you are returning to it, because tomorrow that much balance would have been there had tomorrow's check you have honored today. Obligations to return the dishonored check to the customer consist of when the check of the customer is sent for collection, check of the customer sent for the collection is dishonored by the drawee on whom it is drawn, by the drawee bank. It is the duty of the bank to return the check to the customer or to intimate to the customer regarding this dishonor, or if the check had been misplaced also. The banker is bound to act according to the directions given by the customer. In the absence of the directions, bank should act according to the usage in the locality and applicable to the matter in the hand. The banker is also expected to use the reasonable care and skill and as well as due diligence in his work. Otherwise, he will be liable for damage also. Now, liability of the bank for embezzlement committed by the employee. Many times, employee commits certain mistakes due to which customers is getting embezzled. Okay? So, the bank is also liable if the fraud is committed by the employee in the course of employment. The employer, that is bank, is liable for the fraud perpetrated by the employee in the course of employer's business, irrespective of whether it was done for the benefit of the employee or not. And if the employee acted beyond his authority or in the course of his employment, it was held that the bank was not liable. Now, the bank is obliged to provide service to the customers. Bank must provide the service to its customers irrespective of whether that customer is a debtor or he is a creditor. But he should provide the services. That is the obligation of the bank. If the customer owes a large sum of money to the bank and has failed to repay it, the bank is at liberty to initiate a suit or other appropriate proceedings against that customer for recovery of its alleged due. But bank also shall provide its services to the customer so as to enable him to carry on his normal day-to-day business transactions. Now, let us talk about the secrecy of the customer's account. It is one of the very important and the principal duty of the banker to maintain the complete secrecy of the personal details and also status of the customer's account. Failure to maintain such a secrecy will make a bank liable to compensate the customer for any damage or loss suffered by him. However, bank is justified in making the disclosures under the due process of the law under express or implied consent of the customer. The obligations to observe the secrecy does not end even with the closing of the customer's account. In certain cases, disclosure is justified also. So, answering the question by the proposed guarantor or under compulsion of the law are reasonable ground of disclosure. If the overdraft is overdrawn, a person guaranteeing it is entitled to know the state of the account. It is considered as a banker's general duty to answer the inquiries regarding the customer's general position and the characters put to him by a personal contemplating the business relations with the customer. Information may be disclosed with the express or implied consent of the customer. Express or implied consent of customer. It is to be noted that the banker has to be careful in disclosing the information to the customer or his authorized representative. If an oral inquiry is made at the counter, the bank employee should not speak so loudly that it can be heard by other customers. In cases where the customer has given his banker a reference, banker will be fully justified in answering all the trade references invited by the customer. Banker can also disclose the state of his customer's account by the order of court, as his duty to obey the orders, court's order, which overrides the duty to his customers. The court order is a supreme one. So even if there is obligation to the customer, that obligation overrides when it receives the order from the court. Banker can divulge the state of his customer's account when he is under public duty to disclose, as in case of the danger of the present to the state, as when disclosed as a danger to the reason to the state. When a protection of the banker's own interest is legally requires, the banker is justified in disclosing state of account as inaction against the customers for many dues. When a bank calls upon a guarantor for the payment, giving the amount of indebtedness of his customer for which the guarantor is liable, the disclosure is justified. And there are also provisions under the various statutes which empowers the officers to require a banker to furnish the information regarding client's account, which includes Section 131 of Income Tax Act, Section 37 of the Wealth Tax Act, and Section 36 of the Wealth Tax Act 1958, Section 94 of the Criminal Procedure Code, and the provision of the Customs Act. Under this Act, bankers are supposed to disclose the information to the authorities. Now, promote digitalization or digitization. This is one of the obligations of the bank to its customer. Banker need to keep up the customer's expectation for retail banking and payment by investing into the tools that will support the customer self-service and increase the operational efficiency. Bankers can also support the digital channel by offering a range of services to promote a digital banking. And to put new digital customer at ease, the bank should also invest in marketing efforts to build an awareness on online operations. Successful approach should also include a clear communication, targeted campaign, financial advice, and the tutorial specific to each customer journey. Therefore, digital tools can still play an important role in services that requires the branch interaction, and the banks need to leverage the suitable partnership to facilitate the innovative solution to improve the customer's experience. Bank also should implement the segmentation and targeting to improve the customer's experience. Until now, most banks have marketed the product and services using a broad demographic segmentation. Now, customers have come to expect individualized offering. So, the leaders will need to use the data to fine-tune their customers' products and pricing strategy to deliver on those expectations. Now, create a specialized offering. Create specialized offerings. Many traditional banks still rely on fragmented database, to house the customer data, making use of interaction slow and clunchy. Banks need to equip their staff with the integrated customer information and the historical data, providing more personalized experience for the customers. Therefore, the banker should be trained to give a customized service advice on the product offering, like investment insurance, credit card, personal loan, etc., which builds a trust significantly. Focus on building a trust and the brand loyalty. This is also important obligation of the bank towards its customer. It is very much essential to build a trust with the customer by being responsive and showing you that you have heard their feedback. The focus has remained on the core of your business, which is the customer. And the delivering the customer experience, that will be integral part of how the bank reasserts their positive role in the society. Banks offer the credit availability, then debt relief plan, flexible payments, credit limit review, or other terms and the conditions for review. Customer wants certain value-based decision making. So customer wants to know that the financial institution cares about their concern, and bank should focus on addressing new customers' need and concern with improving their efficiency and effectiveness. Banking industry is uniquely positioned to play a vital role in restoring the communities and the economy. Finding that their bank is prepared to help in an unexpected way, that will go long way towards measuring, towards reassuring them. Go above and beyond financial commitment and cater the customer's concern at all the times. So friends, this is all about the bank's obligations to the customers, like how customers' obligations to the bank. So both the aspects you have learned very carefully and clearly. I hope there is no ambiguity as such. So thank you very much.